This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody.
Anybody.
We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
You hear the siren.
Intel Scanner!
Tuesday night, just like you fucking people like it. 8:30. Thank you for joining us. Civil disobedience is the topic tonight. We couldn't get anybody in the studio. Everybody was too frightened about the topic.
No one wants to be civilly disobedient anymore.
Everybody would rather just be obedient.
And that means bowing down to the man. What you do every day when the police turns his siren and lights on behind you. Just don't pull over.
Yeah.
Flip him the finger and just keep on going.
Yes.
And you drive to your local militia station for protection then.
Detroit wasn't like that. Like in Sin City when the hookers were holding down the fucking certain part of the city.
Right.
It wasn't be like the police just turn around and be like, ah, you made it. You made it to Old Town.
Right.
Fuck. Just turn it around.
And see, there should be bastions, that people can run to get protection from these thugs. Where do you get protection from the people who are supposed to be protecting you? Supposed to be protecting society. Protecting Joe every day. Heading to work. Only he's this guy who's supposed to be being protected. Joe everyday guy going to work is most at risk to be brutalized by an out-of-control, tyrannical, thug-like, jackboot force called the police.
Yes. And it's absolutely frightening. Should we just jump right into Missouri?
Oh, absolutely. Let's jump in there. I wouldn't mind jumping in there.
Well, yeah, go get a free TV and some Air Jordans.
A hair weave.
These fucking idiots are looting stores for bullshit.
They're robbing the beauty store for hair weaves and shit.
Why aren't these pussies attacking the police station? Why aren't these pussies burning down City Hall? I mean,
holding the mayor hostage.
Yeah.
Till we get our demands met.
Yes.
That type of thing.
Like in RoboCop 2.
Yeah.
Like the beginning of RoboCop 2 when they have to send in RoboCop to rescue the fucking chumps at City Hall. Yes. Why isn't it like that?
That's what I'm wondering. These cowards are stealing TVs and hitting what they hit Walmart, they hit the sporting goods store, they hit the hair weave store, the phone stores.
Liquor stores,
you know. What the hell? Looting is not any kind of protest. You're not making a statement by robbing local businesses.
And you're going to get fucking caught.
Storm the police station.
Yeah. What a bunch of chickens. You're emboldening the man. You're emboldening them. And you're making yourselves look stupid. You're making yourselves look phony. All talk, no action. What do you think? That's standing up to the man? You're just giving them reason to fucking come smash your face in.
Yeah, and all these people doing this are all on camera. Within the next several months, there's going to be SWAT teams formed. Detectives are going to investigate. You're all going to get caught.
Yes.
Dum, 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 dum.
And you're going to soil the memory of this kid, whatever really happened. I mean, and it's just...
Unarmed kid throws his hands in the air, brutally murdered, shot down in cold blood. Unarmed, arms in the air, running from the police, murdered. Okay, every time you get pulled over by the police, you're at risk. If you sneeze, if your phone rings and startles this pig, cop, officer, Leo, if he gets startled, the cop, your phone rings, ooh, he shoots you in the head. Ah, shit, you sneezed, ooh, he was scared, he shoots you in the head. There's a myriad of anything can happen, like someone honks their horn nearby and it startles him and they shoot you in the head. Well, this is what they're trained to do. They're being trained that every citizen is the enemy.
At our pre-shift briefing, boss said, you know, we need to be aware of terrorists because bomb making is getting really big here in the heartland. And, shoot on sight. And I just does what boss says. And boss just tells us what the FBI tells us to tell us or something like that. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, you bureaucratic idiots. I just does what boss says, so I just shoot everybody. I mean, I can understand people are pricks and people are mouthing off to cops and shit, but, you know, mouthing off and getting rude or whatever and beating somebody within an inch of their life or killing them or... it's getting out of line. And obviously the federal government is saying it's okay to use extreme lethal force for anything.
For any
crime.
Commonplace jaywalker will be shot on sight. You're a lawbreaker, and you deserve... There was this cop just this week had made some big statement about if you disobey orders from a police officer, you should expect die.
That was the piece of shit leader of the police union in New York City.
Right. You should expect to just die if you don't follow our orders.
If you don't pull your shorts down and let us fucking violate you, then it's time to die.
Yeah, and what the hell? When did America turn into that? When did that happen? When I was growing up, I thought it was different.
Well, it's always been like that. It's just, it's always been advertised differently. That's one thing about the United States is that democracy and freedom and blah, 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 that's always just been an advertisement. That it's never been that way. People talk about, well, it used to be and blah, blah, blah. And it's all just talk. And it's never been. It's always been tyrannical here. The police forces that have always had federal powers to come in and do whatever they want. And this rioting bullshit, by not bringing it to them full force, you're just giving them more reasons to come in and just tear apart your neighborhood. Those ghettos across there are going to get fucking ravaged now because you didn't step up. You threw stone. You brought fire, but you didn't take blood. And if you'd read the Terrorist Manifesto, you'd have known that you fail if you only bring fire and don't take blood.
Must take blood.
That's the only way. Any revolution, any war, anything, any blah, blah, blah will tell you for the last 500 years that's just setting fires. I mean, it's good for the economy. Setting fires is good for the economy.
It creates jobs.
It doesn't do shit for a revolution. It doesn't do shit in fucking calming down the man.
No, and that's
what I have a big lighter. I set fires.
You know, we have bricks and we break windows and take stuff out of the store.
I have 9 pairs of new Air Jordans.
Well, see, this country was founded on that, though.
Viva la revolution!
Let's start a country where we can say one thing and do another.
It's exactly what it is.
So some people want a strong nation that is not afraid to go to war. And some people want a peaceful nation that's not out there just trying to kill everyone. So you can say, well, hey, we don't want war. And at the same time, go out there and fuck everybody up. We were like, hey, we don't want any war. We are your friends. Rat-a-tat-tat. We kick in their doors and take over their countries. It's a beautiful, really, system, actually.
I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
Yeah, that's the lamest shit ever.
Get the fuck out of here, you propaganda cocksuckers.
Stop repeating that shit.
I don't support the war, but I support the troops.
The troops, because it's not their fault.
It's not their fault.
Fuck, if every troop would just put down... That's where it comes down to civil disobedience. If all these troops would just put down their guns, don't shoot nobody no more. There's no reason none of these people are... We don't have enemies. There's no enemy out there.
Or as Comrade Lenin would tell you, just take those guns and turn a 180 and start shooting.
Oh, yeah.
But not my words. I didn't say that.
No, hell no. That
was Lenny. That would not condone it. We're not condoning that. I'm just saying what Comrade Lenin would say.
Because Comrade Lenin, he had a lot of good ideas. A really lot of good ideas. Look at how far he brought those ideas.
He was a frightening man. But he did bring it. He did bring the revolution like nobody else has ever brought it. Took 17 years in exile for him to... 17 years in exile and doing writings and putting out radical publishings.
A pamphleteer he was.
And Russia was on the rise before World War I. We have a little history lesson here. Rise on the rise before World War I. So some little conglomeration of corporate people said, let's hand this man a fucking couple bag loads of cash. We're going to sneak him back into Russia. And let's see if he can actually do this fucking bullshit he's spouting off at the mouth with.
Sponsors and donators. That
all sorts of anonymous donors.
Remain anonymous.
It was allegedly $20 million in American cash, that time money. $20 million cash, and said, what can you do? We'll sneak you back in. You'll have all the capital in the world. Hey, I mean, the corporate structure had all the money to lose. It wasn't on them. It was a total crapshoot to get Russia out of World War I. And you can follow the lessons of Lenin for revolution, for absolute burning it down. What you have to be aware of is the Joseph Stalins waiting in the shadows, coming to come in and snatch what you did.
Seemed like he was waiting right then too. He was right there at the right time, took him out, took over.
It's revolutions are started by intellectuals, they are materialized by fanatics, and seized by men of power. Write that down. Because that's the way it goes.
So we are having open phone lines tonight. If you would like to call in, 406-545-4496. We're live in the studio. This is an emergency broadcast from behind enemy lines.
Red alert.
Occupied territory. There has been a coup. The United States government has been taken over by banksters.
By Bolshevik fucking terrorists.
Using the Cloward and Piven strategy to undermine the infrastructure that has been built on the sweat and blood of the peasants.
Of slave labor. Yeah. I love it when people say, like, the founding fathers of this country. The founding fathers wanted democracy and freedom and blah, blah, blah. God damn it, every fucking one of them was aristocratic slave owners. If I have to say that one more goddamn time to the next person that says, well, the founding fathers believed in freedom and blah, blah, blah. You better put a couple asterisks by that and check the footnotes, because that's not exactly true. This country was built by rich, corporate-minded, aristocratic slave owners. What do George Washington and Barack Obama have in common? They are both aristocratic slave owners. I mean, it's a fucking joke. And shit hasn't changed. Shit has not fucking changed.
It hasn't. Well, you know, they were trying to break away from the tyranny of the king and country and start their own thing, which I can respect that. Because, you know, come over to the New World, it's across the ocean. I mean, you're going to monitor what we do, kind of, but, oh, your guy you sent to monitor
lots
us.
Lots of dark-skinned pussy.
He had an accident, and now you're not getting your reports anymore. I mean, they might as well have just cut this whole place loose. But nowadays, I mean, it seems like, you know, where this country started, like Boston, and now that's where they
Let's talk about first. Boston. Boston.
Clamped down on that whole city with that bombing on the marathon and
The fake bombing. Fake, obvious FBI bullshit. Let's talk about that. Because what about all this, the city of Boston? Because how you know, beautiful is that for it to have been Boston was ground zero for this New World Order military police state. The dry run. I want to give it back to Boston.
The beta test.
Dry run. See if these chumps are going to take it. Oh, and they did. Throughout every neighborhood. Throughout the Irish neighborhood, the Puerto Rican neighborhoods, all the different races. So you can't even point the finger at the whites, the blacks, whoever. They all bent over. Every fucking hood in Boston. Every borough or clique, whatever you want to call it.
Every household. That those military police came to.
Cocksucker robots. Mercenary killers. Whatever you want to call them.
They let them in. Oh, yeah, we're going to comply because we're afraid. Everyone's scared. This is a... Uh-huh. It's a terrifying. These people are terrorists. These are the terrorists.
Yes.
The U.S. military.
The black masks. The ICSF.
The riot police. All of them. They're carrying clubs and badges and shields and kicking in your door with the big battering ram and SWAT teaming people every day. I mean, this isn't really how safe are we really from this?
Not.
If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. Is that true?
So we will take you in for 2 to 5 days of processing, and we will find out what you know.
You bring me the man, and I will find you the crimes.
Yes, exactly.
Because they can make up shit on anybody, really. I mean,
just like fucking Randolph piece of shit Hearst said, you provide me the pictures, and I'll provide you the war. No big deal, bud.
It's the tail wagging the dog, really. Yes. I mean, people are so dumbed down these days. They don't pay attention. They don't know. They don't care. No one cares. Until it's you. You know, when they came and took all the weed smokers, I said nothing because I didn't smoke weed. Didn't affect me. So they came and took all the Christians. Now, ooh, that was a little closer to home, but I'm not Christian, so it didn't affect me. And then they came to get me, and I had no one else to stand with me. Because they done took everybody else. That's what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening. And we talked about it before, who I think the three tiers, it would be the homeless, then the drug addicts, then the gun owners. That's who I see the three. Because those will be all separated. Because everybody else is going to be like, well, I'm not homeless. I don't want to deal with it. Yeah, just whatever. And then they'll be gone. And then all the drug addicts and everybody's going to separate from them and be like, well, fucking whatever. I mean, you chose your own life. Fucking, you want to be a drug addict, whatever. It's time for you to go. And all the gun owners will be like, well, I don't want to back them up. I'm not a druggie, whatever. And then it'll be just the gun owners left. And by then it'll be oblivion. It'll be oblivion. Because nobody's going to unite. Everybody. We're going to be fucking in Ebola concentration camps here real soon. And we're going to be doing weird experiments. We have to force these experiments on the people because we need to find a cure for the disease. It's all to save the children. All to save the children.
All these kids coming across the border is going to run these FEMA camps.
Yes.
By then, in the next.
Yes.
They're coming over to get trained in how to run all these FEMA camps right now. And then when, you know, give it 5 years when they're all a little bit
Say
older.
Hi to your masters, these fucking illegal children. Indoctrination camps, that's where they're at right now.
And they'll follow orders. Better than Americans.
Better than fucking any of the Americans. And we're not just speaking white, black, whatever. If you have that American mindset, that's why they're having to bring over all these new people. Is they need to teach us all a lesson.
Well, it's a lesson I don't want to learn. I'm not learning to bow down to the man, to tyranny, to the iron heel crushing down. No way. How could I live with myself knowing that my children are going to be brutally raped and beaten by jack thugs, by people that are
mercenary, DynCorp cocksuckers,
corporate slugs,
corporate Blackwater pieces of shit coming in that are allowed to rape and murder. They're told that it's okay. Told that fucking just maintain order. We got to crush the terrorists.
And why wouldn't it be?
Got to get the terrorists. Hey, bud.
They sell this shit on every TV show.
Yes.
And every movie that you see, they sell everybody the preconditioned programming.
Yes.
For everyone to accept it. Oh, the police state. Oh, the riot gear. Oh, checkpoints now. Oh, there's still all those things that they're implementing more and more all over the country, throughout the whole nation. Next time you see a checkpoint, drive through it. Wave at the nice officers.
Or just drive through their cars and fucking have a couple tanks of gas in your car and some road flares and fucking...
Right.
Die for the revolution.
You know... Even though you die,
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
The revolution will love on, will live on.
Yes,
your memory will not be forgotten. Your name will be Robert Paulson. For you will
in Project Skate, Project Skate House. We are all Robert Paulson. In Welcome. Death, he has a name.
In death, he has a name. You know, the first rule of Skate Club.
Skate Club,
as you don't.
You don't talk about Skate Club.
You don't show up without your skates.
Yeah, first rule. Yeah, that's first rule of Skate Club. You don't show up without your skates. And rule two is try not to tell too many people.
Not too many, right.
Because it's kind of gay. Because,
well, you know, and we only the skating rink only holds a capacity of 400 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
So, keep it in whispers. It fills up fast.
It does. It's a pretty popular lately.
Booty shorts optional.
Oh, man. Nah. We're going to be having mandatory booty short night.
Mandatory booty short night.
And tube top.
And tube top. And wigs. And feather boas.
Ooh, my feather boas in the cleaners. I spilled whiskey on it last time.
Mine got ripped apart at the last wrestling fest. I was wearing it coming out. Ric Flair style.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's fucking really awesome.
A whole bunch of really cool music.
Really cool.
Queued up to play tonight. So, local bands.
Give a big shout out. Big fan of the show. Told me he has a little audience listening. I don't know how to mention you without saying your name. This gentleman helped us out all day at the mini-con.
Fine upstanding citizen.
Fine upstanding citizen. One hell of a model American.
One hell of a model American.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
Call in.
Out there at the Psycho Compound.
Psycho Killer Compound.
Hope everything's going well.
Everything's going well. Call in. 406-545-4496.
We'd love to hear from anyone out there anyways.
Anybody?
Anybody out there?
Is anybody out there?
Ooh, I tell you what, I drank so much whiskey last night. Good Lord.
I drank a little tonight.
I thought I wanted to destroy something beautiful, so I picked my liver.
I think that's already been beat up pretty well.
It's a leathery piece of flappy thing in there now.
A flappy
piece of leather.
So it has to be coming down from the FBI, from the federal level, to just use deadly force, right? I mean, I'm not imagining that.
Well, that's where they're getting all their training. All the training's coming from the federal level. All these police are going to all these drills and exercises that in condition to instinctive shooting classes and going all that, so that there's less hesitation for them. There used to be a protocol, a threat, you know, continuum, the threat continuum, you know. If someone's going from not very threatening to threatening, there's different levels that you're supposed to respond to in certain ways. Like shooting an unarmed man running away from you with his hands in the air, that is not a threat. As an unarmed man running away with his hands in the air is not a threat that should be met with lethal force. And who doesn't agree with that? Is somebody not agree? Unless you're cops. Leo. Law enforcement officer. Not a public servant. Not a officer of peace. Not a peacekeeper. No, they're Leo. Oh, a law enforcement officer. Yeah.
Not justice enforcement. Not peace enforcement. Just laws. Doesn't matter what the law is. I just does what boss says.
Not to mention, these cops don't even know the damn laws. How are they supposed to...
No, of course not.
Enforce. They don't know what the law is. Okay, the law says I'm allowed to carry a gun everywhere I go, no matter what.
Gun badge, boy.
But they see me with a gun and they're like, what? Ask me a bunch of questions and why am I carrying a gun? And
yeah,
what
for the hell? Same reason you are, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. How about, you know, back to back, 15 paces, turn and fire, me and you, right now.
Yeah, but you got to take off your vest because...
Uh-huh. Because I don't have one on right now. But we are deep within the compound in Puppet Master Studios, the Lanik Technologies building.
Drone proof. Not really.
No bunker buster has ever penetrated.
Has infiltrated us yet. Bunker busters. Those are some scary fucking weapons. Fucking freak show weapons.
No doubt. So... big riots going on. They're not really focusing on what they should be in Missouri.
Definitely
over there.
Not.
Looting is not protesting. Looting is not making any kind of statement other than you guys are poor and dumb.
Poor and dumb. I mean, but talking about the revolution will not be televised, you motherfuckers aren't even trying to bring revolution. You motherfuckers are trying to score some free shoes and TVs and some bottles of liquor. I mean,
is that what it's really about?
That's what it's all about.
This ain't about the cops again, like for the 50 millionth time, shooting an unarmed man, an unarmed victim, brutally shot down in cold blood.
Regardless of skin color, regardless of anything. I think it's ridiculous. If you're going to do it, do it. But you're playing chicken with an opponent that will fucking smash you. So when you play this little fucking pussyfoot breaking windows and shit, all you're doing is pissing off the bourgeois. And the bourgeois is the buffer you have from the rich completely smashing the fucking the peasants. If you know anything about social structure and if the bourgeois and these business owners and everything are the bougies. And you just piss them all off, and they're not going to say anything when the police forces come through and start showing some fucking real heavy-handed tactics. The bourgeois is going to be like, hey, burn down my store again.
That's right.
Burn down your whole neighborhood. Fuck you.
All these poor people are getting demonized. So it's going to be the homeless, the poor, the destitute, these people that don't have none. They live in poverty. They're all on welfare, the welfare class, the working poor. Not that that term even makes sense, the working poor.
Working poor.
Anyway, so that's who's getting demonized by all this rioting that was provocateured. It started out as peaceful protest. Provocateured by some federal infiltrators.
Of course, like always.
To start the violence going.
See Kent State.
And get all these poor fuckers out there.
Yeah.
Everything's going haywire. The local police are backing off and standing down. Woo, we're free. We're going to party and smash windows and steal everything. I mean, what the hell are you guys thinking?
All you need would
bunch
be like
retards.
All you need is just a handful of fucking government, you know, agents or what, infiltrators to just be like fucking run off in different directions. Just be like, hey, let's get some liquor. Hey, let's get some shoes. Let's just do this. And all these people would be herd mentality.
Yeah.
And then that's what they did. They totally just, they're making you people look stupid.
And so now you're going to be demonized.
Yeah.
And not be the first ones to get rounded up
as, yep,
as you,
yep,
know, a welfare class.
Yep.
Dumb.
Talk about signing your fucking death warrant. You fuck with the bougies? You're not bringing the problem to where it is. You're just bringing it to the people that are your buffer. The bougies have a fucking, the middle class has a lot of control.
So anywhere out there, listen, you want to riot, storm the police station. You got a whole mob of motherfuckers you want to do something about something with? Storm the city hall, the courthouse. We kill all the records of all the criminals, these so-called, yeah. so-called criminals. The percentage of actual murders and rapes and property theft and damage, that those are the real crimes, really. There's just such a small percentage of that compared to all the other people that are considered criminals by all these superfluous laws. So, you know, destroy all the records. Let's start fresh. We'll figure out. The people can police themselves, I say. If you know someone that's a rapist, murder them.
Yeah.
If you know someone, yeah, that is a murderer, maybe just, you know, start out with a hand. You know, get a couple guys together. Vigilante justice is the way. And, you know, vigilante, such a harsh word. Let's call it collective thinking to better the society by removing...
We're not live.
...cancerous tumors. What?
We're not live. That's what I'm getting told. Huh. Well, we're going to work on this.
On air, it says.
Huh. We should... Let's go to...
Is it dead air, or
should
is it,
we,
what is it?
No, he said it's playing the immigration show. Hmm. Well, let's keep the show rolling and all.
Should be recording anyways. We're going to go to some music, take a little break. Work out the bugs. We will be right back.
See if, Intel scanner.
nothing. I guess according to these steps, I have to do this. Right, right?
Everything is gonna be okay. I'm gonna be right here with you, We are in this together.
We go in intel scanner. Tuesday. Tuesday night. FEMA Sector 8.
Civil disobedience. Discussing several things about the police state closing down. The militarization of law enforcement. We've done several different shows on several of these topics. We're trying to tie in a bunch of different things. This rioting in St. Louis really has just made me take a look at it, really, where people's mindset is.
When it comes to,
yeah, it's on if you want to check. And it's just, it's frightening. What does anybody think? It's just give a call in here, 406-545-4496. Tell us what you think. Do you think, what is America's mindset when it comes, we have police officers killing all these people. You know, some of them might be scumbags, some of them might have deserved, whatever, you can say whatever. Is it coming in? Not coming in. So, I don't know, what are we thinking as Americans here? We're just going to have to redo this show or something, huh?
It looks like it's recording. It says we're on air.
Well, it's like, I was reading an article earlier about the rioting, about this rioting, about other riots, and see, what rioting digresses into is like a small form of anarchy. And like, old vendettas are coming. People, they have old fucking, you know, they want to. But like the Rodney King riots, 53 deaths and 11,000 arrests. And those deaths, it wasn't the people attacking the police force like it was supposed to be about. It was just people going to handle business with each other and this and that. And yeah, so. If anybody'd like to call in, anybody has anything to say, I think it's pretty pretty cowardly, pretty chumpy of the people doing all this looting. What else? I don't know. What else can you do? I mean, I guess if you're not ready to die, you're not ready to die. So we're still not coming through, huh?
No, nothing is, though, somehow.
Huh. Well, this is going to be an experimental evening tonight here on the Intel Scanner. We did get a letter today, I'd like to say, from Publishers Group West, Berkeley, California, 1700 4th Street. Their phone number is 510-809-3700. So they're saying they want a sequel. They're saying they want some more something. So that's fun. I don't really see a sequel in the process, but it's a pause. Nothing's sequel. It'd have to be like just expand on the story more. I don't think it'd really be a sequel. It would just be more of like living in that world, I guess. So, here we go. Check, check. Hopefully this is coming through. This is a red alert. This is FEMA Sector 8. We are absolutely frightened. We need to know what's going on with this in-the-shadow government we have. Who is pulling the strings? Who is actually funding this, all this nonsense, all these military sites? Who's funding all this? It doesn't seem like the taxpayers are really generating that much income to afford all this military spending, all this CIA spending. All this FBI spending, it just, I don't know. Bourgeois are really kicking down some coin, I guess, these days. I don't know. What do you think there?
I think they just can't help themselves. They have more of a sense of entitlement to this world than anyone ever.
The rich and powerful.
Yeah, they yes. feel, because it's not like they worked to get it. They just had a shit handed to them. This is generations in.
Hit the gene pool lottery, is I heard it referred to.
Gene pool. I don't even know if it has anything to do with the gene pool. We're getting dead air on the thingamajigger over
getting
there.
Dead
so
air.
I'm not sure what that's. So, that's what's coming through is dead air only.
Are we under attack now?
But yeah, and whatever. I think I must have done something, and now it stopped. I don't know what I did or whatever. I restarted everything is what I did. So I do not know why. Why is it doing this? No, I don't know, because I don't think it's coming through. Nothing's going on. It says we're on air. It says we're recording. We're having some technical difficulties here tonight. It doesn't look like it's going to work for us as well as I'd hoped. Is that you calling into the show? Well, hello.
Here we go.
Hello. It's because you're right there.
No, I'm. All I was just trying to do was. So we are.
Well, everything. Well, I started everything like I always do. It's not going to the air. It doesn't look like it's going to the air. For some odd reason, the NSA has snuck into our studio.
They have.
And sabotaged. Sabotaged our whole program.
You had to say, don't fucking pay taxes last week.
I meant that shit, too. I mean that.
See, now we're fucked. I better shoot a text to Sean.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I hope he's not busy, but... Yeah, I don't know. We can go back to music, even.
Yeah, that's...
Figure it out like that, because...
Well, he can get on his laptop and check it remotely.